Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
The Southern Poverty Law Center has now filed an appeal in its frivolous case against Liberty Counsel. We're going to be talking about this on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead.
Well, we've been fighting the Southern Poverty Law Center for many years in this lawsuit with Janet Jenkins, who demanded that we pay her $200 billion. How's that for a chunk of change?
Yeah, it's double the net worth of Bill Gates.
I mean, really?
It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
But we defeated the SPLC earlier this year. At the very end of March, April the 1st, we got a great order from the federal court judge in Vermont that ruled for Liberty Counsel on every single point and struck down and ruled against the Southern Poverty Law Center on every one of its frivolous allegations.
Right. We represented Lisa Miller, who her biological daughter, she was in a relationship with Janet Jenkins. And then Lisa became a Christian and then was being threatened by Janet Jenkins. She escaped the country unbeknownst to us. And then now Janet Jenkins is coming after us, saying that we knew that she was doing this and that was her daughter and how dare she and et cetera, et cetera. That's been a real mess for years.
Janet Jenkins has this idea that Lisa Miller fled the country with her daughter Isabella, and that Liberty Counsel knew about it and coordinated it. And of course, that's absolutely false. What happened is, in September of 2009, while Liberty Counsel was representing Lisa Miller in courts on appeal in Vermont and in Virginia, both cases involving Lisa Miller and Janet Jenkins, in two different states, pending appeals, without any knowledge, any warning, Lisa Miller just simply disappeared. She stopped answering phone calls, stopped answering or responding to emails, just disappeared. And in fact, the week before the last communication that we had from Lisa Miller was about a week before she disappeared. And she said that she was going to be interviewing for a job. And so that was it. And then no more communication. And we didn't have any idea where she ended up.
Of course, there was some conflict between the two, even after they broke up. And the biological mother, Lisa, was trying to protect her daughter from any sexual abuse that was going on.
Yeah. So after they left and Lisa became a Christian, then Janet Jenkins wanted to assert parental rights and visitation. So a court in Vermont granted Janet Jenkins parental rights, created a brand new law in doing so, by the way. And then for a while there were visitation days and visits. Lisa Miller had primary custody and Janet Jenkins had visitation. So the litigation now was going on in both states. But then what happened is Isabella would come home from these visitations with Janet Jenkins, and she would explain to her mom, Lisa, about what was happening. And that raised a lot of real concerns. So those concerns were presented to the Vermont State Court judge. The Vermont State Court judge did not act on those issues. Lisa then wanted to have a visitation that would be supervised, and then she even offered to bring Janet Jenkins down to where she lived, so that she would be in the nearby area during the visitation. And Janet Jenkins didn't want any of that. She wanted only unsupervised visitation. So there was this thing that was going back and forth with regards to the visitation orders. Litigation was still pending in both states.
And this little girl's all in the middle of it.
And the little girl's in the middle of it, and then all of a sudden she just disappears. And then under the Obama administration, they put a lot of resources into this case trying to find Lisa Miller, and they ended up coming after three people. One of them was living in Nicaragua, another was in Nicaragua and Virginia, and another lived in Virginia. And these three people together ended up being indicted, and they went to prison for helping her actually leave the country with her daughter, Isabella. So then the case goes into a civil litigation beginning in 2012. And then in 2017, there's an amended complaint, and Liberty Counsel and Rena Linda Valtzen, one of our contract attorneys, and I were added to the case. I got dismissed, and then so Liberty Counsel and Rena Linda Valtzen were two of defendants among many others. So the case went on, and we went through 11,000 hours that we spent on this case, 25 depositions, thousands and thousands of exhibits, hundreds and hundreds of legal pages that we had to prepare and put together, and went to summary judgment. And the court found in our favor on every matter that there was no evidence. And in fact, the three people that were indicted, Lisa Miller herself, everybody else, all the evidence said Liberty Counsel didn't have any knowledge, didn't have any involvement, nothing regarding the disappearance of Lisa Miller and her daughter, and had no involvement after she was gone, had no involvement at all. So the evidence was unanimous because we had no involvement. We had no notice.
But
we
were still litigating. She's not giving up.
No. So, and then during a deposition of Lisa Miller, I mean of Janet Jenkins, it came to light that she actually lied. In 2025, when her deposition was taken, it was different than what she said in the papers in 2017 as to the judge even noticed it. He says, well, your testimony is different now than what, and you're very sure about your testimony now in your deposition.
So why is this case still going on?
And so therefore, the case should have been dismissed back in 2017.
Should have been dropped.
It should have been dropped a long time ago, but Janet Jenkins misrepresented and actually then had to state the truth during deposition in 2025. So this case has been going on. Why has it been going on? Why? Because the SPLC has as its modus operandi to place organizations on its so-called hate list, on the hate map, to destroy them. In fact, Mark Potok, formerly with the SPLC, said to the media, he wants to be very clear, that their goal, their purpose, is to destroy these groups that they oppose, to destroy them, utterly to destroy them.
And we're on that list.
Yeah, and so some of the, they added Moms for Liberty on the list in 2024. They added Turning Point USA on the list in 2025. And so they've added Liberty Counsel, Family Research Council, on the list in 2011. 2012, of course, you have the attempted assassination against Family Research Council. Why? Because the person, Floyd Corkins, said they were on the hate map, hate list by the SPLC. So their rhetoric, their false labeling as hate groups, along violent groups, has consequences. We already know that there's been two attempted mass murders, one by Floyd Corkins against SPLC, another one that was attempted against the Republicans during a baseball game in Washington, D.C., mm-hmm. Republican legislators.
Steve Scalise was injured in that.
He still has serious consequences from that injury.
Yeah.
Fortunately, he didn't die, but he still has a limp.
Right.
From the snipers' attempted assassination.
All because of this SPLC hate list.
And so, you know, what's happened with the SPLC? You know, some of their employees, some not in the last few years, they have protested about racial discrimination, sex discrimination, bogus operations. They've had a huge shakeup within the SPLC. The FBI has now said they're not going to use the SPLC anymore. They had been used under the Obama and Biden administrations. Also, Salesforce, a big CRM company that does data management, they just came out and said they're not going to rely on the SPLC any longer. So the SPLC is losing its way. It's lost its way, frankly. It is a very dangerous organization by placing these false allegations and falsely labeling organizations that they know can result in and has resulted in attempted harm and assassination. But they've come after Liberty Counsel, so now they filed an appeal. We have until early 2026 to file our opposition on appeal. So pray for the case because we want to finally put this to rest. This has been a long process, a frivolous one. We intend to go after the SPLC for their frivolous actions when this is all done, but continue to pray for our case because the next phase right now is we're going to be putting together a very strong brief that opposes everything to secure the amazing win that we already received from the judge below. So for more information, go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org. That's lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org.